Namaste, everyone, and welcome to Shift Meditations. My name is Jessie Cates, and I'm so grateful that you're here. This week's episode, we are sharing a really beautiful philosophy from our yoga practice to inspire our time on our mats together this week and our time in meditation. And this philosophy that we're sharing is at the absolute core of the foundation of the pathway of yoga. So this philosophy teaches that at each of our very essence, our core is the true self, and this is self with a capital S. In yoga Sanskrit, the word Atman, A-T-M-A-N, is given to this core part of all of us. So the Atman is our bigger purpose, and understanding that all of us came from the same source, the same infinite. And in yoga philosophy, it teaches of something called the koshas, K-O-S-H-A-S. Kosha is a word that means in Sanskrit sheath or veil. And it's taught that we have these outer sheaths that cover over this core self, this Atman in all of us. And this is probably the reason why many of us have trouble either grasping that we are all a part of one divine infinite source or feeling that in our own everyday life. So as the philosophy goes, you have these individual koshas. The first kosha, the outer sheath, is called Anamaya kosha. A-N-N-A, Anna means food. So the food sheath, this is the body, the outermost, densest earthly part of us. Beneath that Anamaya kosha is a subtler layer called Pranamaya kosha. Prana translating to mean life force, or how we understand energy. And this is a layer that animates the outer layer, animates the body. Peeling that back, there's another sheath beneath that, another layer to our us. And this is Manomaya Kosha. This means mind. So this is the layer of our thought forms and our emotions. So the stuff of mind, thoughts and emotions that we experience constantly in our everyday lives. And the idea is that each one is kind of a subtle aspect of the whole. And as we begin to peel back, we get into subtler aspects. So now we're going to get into the even subtler innermost core of this whole picture of who we are. So beneath this is Vijnanamaya Kosha. This translates to be our knowledge, our wisdom. Different from our thoughts, this is the place of really wise discernment that each of us possesses. And then the most subtle layer of this blueprint of the self from yoga philosophy is called Ananda Maya Kosha. Ananda meaning bliss in Sanskrit. So this is the bliss layer. This is the understanding that peeling back body, energy, thoughts, emotions, wisdom is this place of just pure bliss, this place of unbridled happiness, this place of joy, of peace. And that is who we are. That is something that wraps around this core self. So think of this Anandamaya Kosha as like the membrane around the truth of who we really are. Getting closer and closer as we peel back the sheaths to the true nature of self. Now, the plot thickens, because what I love about the teaching of this philosophy is that in all of these words, Anamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, is this word Maya. Maya in Sanskrit means illusion. So now this is fascinating. So we have this understanding that, oh, okay, yoga philosophy teaches us we are the body, we are energy, we are mind and emotion, we are knowledge and wisdom and discernment, and we are bliss. Like, okay, but this word illusion, this word Maya wrapped up in the word is quite fascinating to really investigate. That this teaching is saying that we can't feel that inner self, capital S. We have trouble connecting to and really arriving in that as modern day people in our modern day life, because we are connected to the illusion that we are this body, the illusion that these thoughts and emotions are who we are, the illusion that we are this energy, the illusion that that's all there is. And it's the attachment to this illusion that causes us to not connect to our sense of deep, innate wholeness and causes us often unnecessary suffering. So this philosophy is here to reconnect us to that sense of wholeness within. That we are beneath all of these outer veils, we are infinite, that we are source, that we are the divine sent in this human incarnation for this short amount of time. So, why meditate? Why do yoga? Why do breathing practices? All of these resources from the path of yoga are here to help us pierce the veils. So if we think of our physical body and how much we are obsessed and attached to this physical body, how much we feel like it has to be a certain shape, size, orientation for us to belong. The yoga practice has physical poses, right? The asanas, the physical practice of the path. And this is here for us to strengthen, to support the physical body, but also as a way for us to work with the body, to pierce the notion that this is all we are. So think of your time on your mat, right? You step onto your mat and you move around in poses, and it perforates the illusion that your body is all there is, or that your body is all that's important. Then think of breathing practices, pranayama techniques. We do these to help perforate and pierce the outer veil of this pranamaya kosha, that this energy is all we are, or all we should focus on. And then meditation. So for our manamaya kosha, our thoughts and our emotions, our meditation is the medicine to pierce the veil. Our meditation is what will allow us to perforate our really strong attachment to our mind. The beautiful thing here is that every time we step onto our mat and we move our physical form, we breathe, we meditate, we perforate, we pierce the veil of who we think we are. Because see, this body, this mind, this energy, all of this is something that we have. We have this body, we have this mind, but it is not who we are. And to be able to get into that deep connection, that union with who we are, which is the real reason we practice. It's not for warrior twos and down dogs. It is to unite, to join together once again with self, capital S, with source, with infinite, with the divinity in us. And this is why the word yoga is so beautiful, because it translates to mean union, to mean yoke at the core of the Sanskrit, to mean that reconnection to source. That source is in all of us. So at its very core, this isn't, even though we think of it as an individual practice, it is a practice for the whole. It is a practice for all of us to reconnect to the infinite divine that we all are. And in that, reconnect to our oneness. So when we do our practice, it perforates, right? Think of every time you stretch, you're perforating your attachment to your outer sheath, to this outer connection that the body is all that matters. When we meditate and breathe, which we'll do here in a moment together, it helps to perforate these outer attachments and bring us more closely in contact with Source. So we think of every time you meditate, every time you step onto your mat, every time you engage in a pranayama technique, you're perforating. And the holes of that perforation are profound because from them, the light of your inner source will begin to radiate outward so that you, small s with a small lowercase s, right? The Jessie that thinks she's just this body and this curly hair and this shape and size and this color and this form, that small s will realize, oh, huh, that's right. I'm not this, but I am in fact that. And so we're going to settle into a meditation with a mantra. And we're going to use the mantra So Hum. Two words. First word, S-O. The translation from Sanskrit is I am. And then hum, H-U-M, the second word, that. So this is a mantra that you can have with you all the time to use to remind or reconnect you to the vibration of your true self. You are this divine source. You are the infinite. And so I'm going to invite you to settle into a comfortable position. I hope you enjoyed that sweet little dose of yoga philosophy. This is at the core of this path. This is should animate why we practice on our mat, why we meditate and find a deeper connection, joy, and liberation. So let's get comfortable sitting in whatever way feels good. I'd like you just to feel and find length in your spine. Softening the body in whatever way feels good. And just bring awareness to the room that you're in and how you are perceiving it through all the sense doorways. Let any awareness of light pierce the outer edges of your eyes. Let yourself take it in as you soften the gaze. Maybe even close your eyes. Begin to feel into the way temperature in the room embraces the outer layer of your sheath. This feeling into the physical body. Let sound be heard fully and see not as a distraction, but a really glorious invitation to be more present, to be right here. And I want you to know that whatever is right here in your outer layers is okay, because we know that we are not this. That this tension we might feel in our body, or this anxiety that we might be noticing, or these thoughts, however they might be moving. And as much as we feel consumed by them, we use this practice to liberate ourselves from that strong attachment and to find our core, the center of our being, our soul, our Atman. So begin to breathe naturally and begin to pay attention to that natural rhythm. So a mantra is like the science of the mind. Mantra can be so helpful for this Manomaya Kosha to pierce that veil. And so in this So Hum mantra meditation, I'm first going to chant for you on these words, and you will just listen and allow the vibration of that to penetrate. After a few times out loud, you'll hear me begin to take that mantra a little bit more inward as a soft whisper. And then the chanting of the words will fade, and I'll be taking that mantra fully within. And so I encourage you, of course, to follow along that same journey if you'd like. Once you feel comfortable, you can chant along with me out loud. And then you can begin to take that mantra inward, bringing it into a soft whisper, almost like you're muttering or mumbling. And then finally, ultimately, bringing that within and just repeating it in your mind. You, of course, can just repeat it along in your mind the whole time. The idea is every inhale, we will be chanting so. Every exhale, hum. Relax your jaw. Soften your shoulders. Feel the length of your breath. And I want you to know that if the tone at which my vocal cords vibrate this sound doesn't work with your vocal cords, we don't have to be at the same tone. You can chant at a different frequency that works for you. Whatever that might be, maybe we'll even create a little harmony together. Who knows? So softening your shoulders, embodying this philosophy, embodying this practice. So hum. So hum. So hum. So hum. So hum. So so hum. So hum. So hum. So so hum. So hum. So hum. So hum. So so hum. So hum. So hum. So hum. So hum. So hum. So
to fade. Resting in its residue.
So hum.
I am that. Continue to be with your breath. Return to wholeness. This union allows us to feel into the field, to feel all of us, and to feel our connection, that we all carry this source, this infinite within. And may we use this philosophy to help us bring together what is divided, what feels separate. Gently animate the outer layer of the body. Wiggle the fingers a little bit. Wiggle the toes. And take a moment as you continue to breathe to slowly allow your eyes to open and to look around the room that you are in and to see things more clearly. To see color and shape, to see light and shadows, to see through the eyes of your soul, connect to this moment from a place of your Atman. Close as we bring our hands just together and maybe rub the palms for a moment just to awaken some heart energy. Bringing the palms just to sit right in front of your heart center. Maybe feeling your thumbs pressed up against your sternum. And send a breath down into that space, a big, full, embodied breath from the deepest part of who you are. And then bow your head down to that place, acknowledging the light of your soul. Then lift your head for a moment and move the thumbs to the space in between your eyebrows, a portal of seeing more clearly. And may you bow to just acknowledge all of us. May you bow to acknowledge the source light in all of us. Carry this with you. May you return to it whenever you need a reminder. Till next time, so hum.